countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our marked price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
And I can tell you we're getting lots of nice messages, texts and tweets about Paul Hennessy's uplifting interview at the start of the programme. Now, it's 10 years since Get Ireland Growing began its campaign to teach children how to grow their own veg. And even though schools were closed during lockdown, they were recently invited to apply for this year's kit, which comes with five packs of different seeds and enough compost, growing cups and fun lesson plans for entire classrooms. Now, Countrywide visited two schools in Galway who are dab hands at this. The Galway City School of St. Pat's, where Principal Jarlath Conboy and pupils in second class won the National Big Grow Award last year. But firstly, we went to the much smaller Skull Vriachán in Rossmuck in Connemara with Principal Michael O'Malley there to welcome Lorna Siggins.
Deagat is mé siúil am amháin agus bheith mé leis faoin tholán. Chairt am atá sanat agus fomhúd fhamhain agus chomhúd an fhamhain ar agus an tún chod múd inniún, cairnach agus cairádaí agus chopa rodala.
Rian.
Rian amháin inach, ha?
Ie.
Bíon tús a ferimaraach sa maile anach, Mian?
Bíon.
Agus cés a ferimaraach tí anas tú?
Bíon múd... Bíon tá bethí ang agus bíon mú scúchtís fáctí agus stuff.
Úsáid an sibh fámhain freisin nach? Úsáid an ar an bháta? Yeah. Cos cem áma dhe an fámhain?
Sí an fárige.
Rino Monin is talking about the benefits of fiamin, or seaweed, as a fertiliser. He's in the Tullon, or Polytunnel, at Skull Vriachán in Rossmuck in Connemara with his school principal, Micheál O'Malley. The two-teacher school with 31 pupils is a very enthusiastic participant in the Big Grow project, which involves some 50,000 school children all over Ireland.
My name is Clodagh Nicolella. I am 11 years old, and this is our school. And I'm talking about the tunnel of our school, and this is where we grow our vegetables and things like that. This is our onions and our turnips over there, and we also grow lettuce, and we have to wait until they grow. It might take a long time, but we have to wait then. And when they're ready, we have to pick them up, we have to clean them, and then you could bring them home and eat them as your lunch or dinner or supper. It's really good, and it's very important to eat all of those things because they're really good for you. But it takes a long time, so we have to be patient.
Back in Galway City, St. Pat's Primary School on the banks of the Corrib is also a Big Grow participant and won a national award last year. One of second class's secret weapons is music. They are convinced that it helps their plants and their beautiful flowers to grow.
We'll just do the chorus. So it goes G.
It's good to play music to plants because it helps them grow better.
Because plants can actually hear you.
So this was the area down here. It was kind of a concrete patch sort of area. There wasn't really anything here at all. And then we transformed. Then we used recycled materials. Wooden pallets are drilled into the walls. We've got tires here being used as planters as well. So you get to incorporate recycling into results. That's fantastic for them too. So as a city centre school here, we didn't think we'd really have the space to do a project like this. But we managed to turn this small space into a vertical garden using containers, wooden pallets, old tyres. And the children were a massive help in doing it as well. So essentially it was created by the children for the children. So what was once a small concrete patch with nothing there is now an area that they can... It's like another classroom basically in the school. It's for an area that was never used. It actually needs a timetable on the door now because all the classes want to come out. Because you get to mix in your English, your science, geography, anything you want, you can have it out here. So it's lovely. I always had an interest in it. My father was always big into gardening. He always had things growing at home down the fields. So there was an interest sparked, I suppose, at a young age in that sense. And the children here, a lot of the children, as city centre children, they wouldn't really get as much exposure to that. So when they see here fruit and vegetables, they think of Tesco and Aldi and all the shops that sell them. But to actually have them to see where they grow, it's brilliant for them. So in a way, you're bringing the countryside into the city, and that's fantastic for the kids. And if you look in front of the school, you have the city centre, you have the busy shops, the traffic, all the people. But then when you come out the back, it's a completely different world altogether. So you have the nice calming effect, the river, and it's very picturesque here as well. We've even the great wildlife on our doorstep here as well. So coming into spring now, we'll start to see the swans and the cygnets coming up in here, down here by the river, the ducklings. And that's what helps in the garden too as well. So we have our lettuce, we have our spinach, our peas, and we work with Mary in the Swan Rescue, and we donate all of our food then over to them.
So they're going to show me the garden now?
Yeah. They love the chives here. This one, someone loved this so much they pulled the whole plant.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry, teacher.
Somebody was very... I thought there was cattle in here grazing or something when I saw that. So we love the chives. So if you'd like to talk about that in there, guys, Lauren will ask you a question.
We grew grass a couple of weeks ago, and now it's growing. It just used to be a big muddy patch, but now that we planted some grass, it's growing.
So when we were in lockdown, our teacher, he had a bunch of packets of seeds and he sent them home to all of us. And my mum bought a bunch of flower pots a good few years ago, and we couldn't use them, so she was going to throw them out. But then when we got the seeds from our teacher, we reused the pots.
There's nutrients in seaweed.
Sure is, well done.
Listen, Aiden, stop eating chives.
No, guys, listen. I'm the one
who's... We got lavender. We got chives. We got more chives. We got more lavender. And we got daffodils.
Now, guys, don't eat for a minute, because if you're talking with your mouth full, it won't sound good.
We grew these sunflowers and... It was very fun. It was fun touching the soil and putting it in place, because it made us happy, because soil makes you happy when you touch it.
We went to the beach and we collected some seaweed and shells.
You've got your own little greenhouse there as well.
Yeah, we grow plants in there and flowers.
We cut a slice of tomatoes with the seed in it, and then we got a little pot of soil and we put the tomato in there, and then we put some soil on top of it to cover it up, and we're hoping it'll grow.
I coloured one of my shells to be a ladybug and I put it on my tomato so it looks nice.
We want the hero!
And they were the brilliant pupils there at St. Pat's Primary School in Galway, ending that report from Lorna Siggins.